Hey, it's Bob Stauffer. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to Oilers Now ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
We return to Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer. Brought to you by World of Spas, Edmonton's number one hot tub and swim spa dealer. The ideal place to start your daily vacation on Oilers Radio. 630 Chad.
635 in Edmonton. I'm just watching something online. Have you ever tried red wine and Coca-Cola together? Apparently it's not bad. I'm not sure I'm willing to take that plunge, but perhaps that can be your playoff elixir. Starting Monday, 8 o'clock, the puck will drop. Game 2 Wednesday night on 6:30. Ched. Keep those texts coming at 780-496-0063. Regular season highlights, and there's been a lot of those to pick from, even going over to the Twitter account here. Golden Bears hockey GM Stan Marple saying, are you kidding me? It was the signing of Chris Knobloch, who just happens to be a five-year Golden Bear hockey alum. Lots of people highlighting the 16-game winning streak, or even the reaction to Connor Brown's goal is getting a lot of love in that sense. But let me know what you think. Again, 780-496-0063 is the number there. Quick prospect report as well, which is brought to you by Reface Magic. Save money on your kitchen renovation. Don't replace. Reface. We'll keep it short and sweet. Marc Lajoie is making his pro hockey debut. The former Edmonton Oil Kings defenseman, who just set the single-season goal-scoring record with 26 from the back end, he is playing his first game with the Condors in the absence of an injured Marcus Niemelainen tonight. So you've got Marc Lajoie, Raphael Lavoie, and Carter Savoy, who is anglicizing the heck out of that pronunciation. But that's pretty amusing to me. Anyway, let's not keep our next guest waiting any longer. He joins us a couple times a week, or actually a lot if you pay attention to the face-off shows as well. But NHL insider John Shannon is waiting on the line for Legacy Heating and Cooling. Whether it's heating or cooling you need, get it with no payments and no interest for a year. That's how you build a legacy. Legacy Heating and Cooling. John, I imagine last night would have been a pretty good time to be in the Shan Cave, not because of what the Oilers and Avs produced, but because of the theater with Los Angeles and Vegas, and someone's got to win, and neither one of them wanted to, and that was a lot of fun, wasn't it?
I'll tell you what, Brendan, there have been about six or seven of those nights the last 20 days, and that has what's made this playoff, or run to the playoffs rather, so exciting. It's almost like every Tuesday and Thursday of the last 3 weeks have been absolutely electric. I mean, Tuesday night, I think 7 of 8 games had playoff implications. And the schedule maker gets a lot of criticism, but he couldn't have drawn up a better schedule for the month of March and April than he has this year.
Yeah, and I know going into this run, it was Edmonton worried about the frequency of games, but they were able to play themselves into a position where they could rest some bodies and still had to wait until the final buzzer went, basically, to find out exactly who they'd been playing, or would be playing, rather. And lo and behold, it's the Los Angeles Kings, who they have more familiarity with than any other club in the last while. I'll ask you how you think this lines up, but it's almost a loaded question in the sense that Edmonton's come away with a couple of series victories in the last two meetings.
And I think the Oilers are better this year, and I don't think the Kings are. So 2-2 equals 4 to me, Brendan. Mm-hmm. 2 years ago, it was 7 games. Last year was 6 games. It would not be surprised me to see 5 games this time around. The maturation of a lot of players on the Oilers, the depth of the Oilers has improved. I think Stuart Skinner's healthy and rested, which he was not rested when the playoffs started last year, and they still survived. So from that perspective, I think everything's pointing in a series that the Oilers could win in short stead, which, as you know, when you're in a marathon like the Stanley Cup playoffs and it's the first team to win 16 games, the shorter the series early on, the better off you are health-wise.
Now, is there something to be said for Los Angeles understanding, if not how to beat Edmonton, certainly how to get their goat, or maybe, you know, let's say you got a little extra business for Leon Draisaitl early in the series? And, you know, I imagine that they can at least identify some of the cracks in the armor of Edmonton, would you say?
I suppose. And I mean, any team that Drew Doughty plays on, and Doughty has had a really good turnaround season after being not so good last year, and has played a ton of minutes and been the leader and the player that we all knew he was. It's certainly a Hall of Fame career in my mind. Drew Doughty, to me, is that the straw that stirs that drink, and the guy that can probably get into the heads of the Edmonton Oilers better than anybody. I don't know if you recall, but there were years, particularly when Doughty was just a youngster and they were still playing at the Coliseum, the Oilers knew that Drew Doughty would do something just to drive them nuts, whether it was a goal from 60 feet or stirring the pot against a couple of players. Drew Doughty was he was the Oilers' kryptonite for a couple of years. That hasn't been the case in the last two playoff series, that's for sure.
I talked to Frank earlier in the show. It was really, you look back on the last several years for Edmonton, do they have enough experience to get through the playoffs? And are they tough enough? Corey Perry brings both of those things in and of himself. And I think that certainly for me, he's exceeded expectations since he arrived. Might he provide a bit of an answer to that kind of environment in the playoffs?
I think there's more than one, though. I think that, arrested Evander Kane falls into that. And I think that we all know how important Evander has been the last two playoff runs when he's in the lineup. I think, everybody's voting for Connor Brown's first goal in the standing ovation. I think Connor Brown can play a role in that. You know, the playoff series are fascinating microcosms, Brendan. Many times the superstars get neutralized. The superstars play off each other, and, you know, Anze Kopitar and Kevin Fiala and Philip Deneau, will be a real nemesis for Leon and Ryan and Connor. So it's going to be important for guys like Perry, for guys like Kane and Connor Brown and Ryan McLeod, to be difference makers. And I do think with the experience that some of those guys got in the last couple of years, like Ryan McLeod, and then you bring in Corey Perry, who can, you know, drag everybody through the mud pretty well, I do think it points that the Oilers are a deeper, more experienced playoff team. They're the oldest team in hockey. It's got to be worth something at this time of year.
It's still perplexing to think that, given where they have been not that long ago. You talk about some of these margins tightening up, and this is a Kings team that allowed 143 goals all year at 5-on-5. That's a pretty good number. They also boast the second-best penalty kill in the NHL over the regular season at just under 85%. So we've seen sort of their really defensive-minded style of play, that really passive forecheck, present problems for Edmonton in the past. Do you think that in a playoff setting where 5-on-5 is likely to be the predominant factor, might that be an avenue for Los Angeles through a really good Edmonton team, who, by the way, I think a lot of people are picking to come out of the West?
I think that the question becomes is, can the Oilers manage the speed of the Los Angeles Kings? Can they manage Trevor Moore? Can they manage Kevin Fiala, Arvidsson? If the Oilers can manage the Kings' speed, then the answer is the Oilers will win. The other aspect of this that is not getting mentioned much is the sputtering goaltending that the Kings had the second half of the season. You know, if not for David Riddick, this team probably would not be in the playoffs, or and certainly wouldn't have been in the playoff hunt. Well, I think it's Cam Talbot's goal again, and we know that Talbot is a good goaltender. Oiler fans have seen that firsthand. The question is, can the Oilers get to Cam Talbot? And I think they can.
Shifting gears outside of this Edmonton series, is I asked Frank and he said that he's looking forward to the Battle of Florida. What else is catching your eye around the NHL?
Well, I think that there's almost too many. You know, I do wonder about Vegas and Dallas. The Stanley Cup champions are not necessarily limping into the playoffs, but they have major issues. We're not sure about Mark Stone yet for game one, but it wouldn't surprise me. The goaltending that Aiden Hill gave them to go to the Stanley Cup last year has not really existed for the month. That's a challenge, whether it's Hill or Logan Thompson. Dallas, to me, might be the best opponent the Oilers might face in the West if everything works according to plan. They're deep. Jake Ottinger's finally got his act together as goaltender. But Vegas will make Dallas pay big time in their series. It will be a long series, and it will be a series that both teams come limping out of the dressing room at the end of it. The other one, I do think you have to look at Boston, Toronto.
Yeah,
I do. You know, I just, you know, I live here, but there's a nervous energy here in Toronto that they do think that the Maple Leafs have enough firepower to beat the Bruins, but they don't have as good a goaltending as the Bruins, and you know the Maple Leafs don't have two defensemen like Hampus Lindholm and Charlie McAvoy, so. I think it points to another Bruin victory in this series. Although, I picked the Maple Leafs just because, Brendan, I think this is the year the Stanley Cup comes home. I think we're going to see a Canadian team win the Stanley Cup this year. Don't ask me who yet, but I think we're going to have, for the first time in 31 years, a team from Canada win the Stanley Cup.
I can't wait. To me, it's not unprecedented, but in the modern incarnation, I don't know what this city would react like if it was Edmonton, Winnipeg, whomever it might be. I think we're a ways off there for Salt Lake City, but there was a press conference today for the Utah somethings with the new ownership group and Ryan and Ashley Smith. Did we learn anything there? Gary Bettman was speaking as well, or was it more of just here's kind of an introduction to the new people?
Well, you know, Ryan has been rather public everywhere but Salt Lake City. When you think about it, he's done interviews. His Twitter account's been full of stuff. He was in Arizona yesterday talking to the players. I think that and this is also on the heels of his Utah Jazz missing the playoffs in the NBA, so he has a bit more time. So I just think this was more of that we better do something in Salt Lake City finally, rather than doing everything nationally. And I don't think it was the greatest day for Gary in many ways. After, you know, the press conference in Phoenix with Alex Morello was hardly a hug fest. And then to get on the plane and go and you know, not introduce Ryan Smith to the people in Salt Lake City, but just talk about the process and where they're going and all the little things. And I'm sure there was a little bit of satisfaction in the Salt Lake end, but I'm sure it was a long and hard day for Mr. Bettman today.
Yeah, fair enough. Well, at least he got cheered for a change. I don't know how long it's going to last there, but yeah. I heard he got cheered. John, enjoy puck drop on the postseason tomorrow, okay?
It's going to be great. Have a good time yourself, Brendan.
Thank you. John Shannon, our NHL insider, brought to you by Legacy Heating and Cooling. Hey, Royal Pizza is pizza, pasta, and so much more. Edmonton owned and operated for over 50 years now. Get the menu at royalpizza.ca. Reed Wilkins, going to preview Inside Sports next.
This is Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer on Oilers Radio, 630 CHED.
coming to the end of the week, but the beginning of the postseason, and that's what it's really all about. The marathon is over. The sprint is set to begin. Are you ready for the 100-meter dash? Sadly, my next guest is not. He's got...
I'm not a sprinter.
His dogs are barking these days. But Reed Wilkins does have the microphone next and usually has a pretty darn good show with some great guests.
Well, I appreciate that. Yeah. We will talk a lot of playoffs tonight, a lot of Oilers Kings with Kelly Rudy and Luke Gazdick, who... both like the Oilers in this series, I think, though I got the sense, and we'll have the full interviews coming up, I think Kelly Rudy is a little more worried about it, and it's not, oh, he used to play for the Kings. No, it's not that. I mean, he's just looking at the series, and I think that's kind of how he sees it. But they're both going to be good, and both are going to talk about the incredible focus that is needed during the postseason. You know, Kelly played in a lot of playoff series in the NHL, and you basically have to block everything out of your life, even your family to some extent, when you're trying to win the Stanley Cup. Like, it's that focused, and you have to be that single-minded.
It's such a commitment, you know, and it's a months long commitment, and it's crazy to think that they just went through all of that, and really it just sort of starts to matter the most now. I mean, in the sense that, okay, the entire city, there's literally something that you can basically touch and grab. The palpability of the energy right now is fantastic.
Yeah,
so,
well, and I just like these playoffs. I haven't seen any today, but I know throughout the season and going into other playoffs, you know, especially some of the websites that'll do more of the analytical stuff. Well, what percentage is this team favored by? And like the best percentage will be like 58%.
Yeah.
You know, like it's such a if you played 100 series, yeah, this team would win 54. So they're the favorite, and it's like, geez, that's barely better than a coin flip. That's what makes the hockey playoffs so great. The first round. I mean, you and I both like football. You know, the NFL playoffs are. They take a month, like you gotta, but it's, and there are upsets, but it's one game. I mean, it's over, and then the next weekend you're on another game. These are 2 week novellas that play, like they're 2 week miniseries that play out on your television when you're watching some of these first rounders.
Yeah. Hey, from a storyline angle, I mean, maybe you would have wanted the rematch against Vegas, but a third installment in this trilogy where there is that kind of bad blood, you know, how might that unfold in the first little bit as LA likely tries to gain an edge? They don't have anybody offensively that was over a point a game. Okay. So when I say they don't have the horses, they legitimately do not have the offensive firepower to hang. So when John's talking about their superstars neutralizing Edmonton's superstars, well, it's not going to be because they're scoring as much. It's going to be because they're shutting down Edmonton, if they can. And this isn't Todd McClellan's team anymore. It's Jim Hiller's. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun come Monday. Can't wait.
Yeah, it's great. It's finally, you know what I'm like? I'm very, like, Bryn asked me if I was excited. Like, no, because
you
if
get
I
get excited.
Well, no, but here's the thing. If I start getting excited now, I'll have no energy left for Monday. I gotta budget my excitement.
I see. You still have a couple of morning
I'm looking,
skates
yes,
to go
I gotta get more skates. Yeah. I gotta get some stuff ready. I tend to get excited like right before puck drop. Then I'm like, okay, it's here. Take it in. Embrace the tension, as I tell fans all the time.
Yeah. They're here. Yeah,
don't look away.
There's 16 other teams.
Don't go clean out your car during Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Final, which my buddy Doug did in 2006 because he couldn't watch.
Thanks, Doug. Cost him a cup because that's how that stuff
works. Oh, don't accuse Doug of that.
That's how that stuff works.
Yeah, I got Rudy and Gazdick tonight. We'll have some other laughs. It's going to be fun.
All right, on. It usually is. That's Reed Wilkins. This Day in Oilers History is brought to you by New West Travel. Explore Southeast Asia on a chartered river cruise next March. Call or visit newwesttravel.com. We'll go back to 1995. Bill Ranford recording career shutout number 10. The Oilers blanking me LA Kings 2-0 at Northlands Coliseum. Kelly Buchberger opened the scoring on the power play in the first period. Doug Waite had the empty netter. So that could, was that a playoff series at that point, 1995? I thought they were kind of out of the picture by
no,
then.
But that season, wasn't that the half season?
Yes.
The 48-game season that didn't start until later?
That makes sense.
That yeah, makes so I think that sense. Still would have been the regular season at that point.
Huh, okay. What a late start to this year, too. I don't want a late finish to the show, so thank you very much for everybody who texted in your highlight from the regular season. No doubt there's many more highlights to come in the next several games, the next several weeks. And we'll tee it all up with a two-hour show ahead of your two-hour face-off show on Monday. Preview of Game 1, we're going to hear from former Oilers Zach Kassian. It's a MACT Monday as well for Contract Equipment Limited. It's Brendan Escott here. Enjoy your weekend. Enjoy the games tomorrow if you choose to watch. We'll chat Monday.
Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer. Brought to you by World of Spas, Edmonton's number one hot tub and swim spa dealer. The ideal place to start your daily vacation on Oilers Radio, 630 Chad.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone, like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.